Today on The Word of Truth Revealed.
It's hard to move people from one spot mentally, physically, and emotionally to another spot with all of the viruses and the attacks of the enemy and the predators that try to pull people away from their source, pull them away from the core, attitudes about this, that, and the other.
Bishop Clark says, if we are to experience a supernatural restoration, we must have faith that it will happen.
Remember, you came out of Egypt. And you're moving to the promised land, but a lot of people want to bring what they came out of along the journey.
Celebrating 32 years of ministry, you're listening to The Word of Truth Revealed with Bishop Merton L. Clark, author, speaker, and lead pastor of the International Ministries of Truth Revealed, a spirit-filled fellowship of believers located in Palm Bay, Florida. Today, Bishop Clark explains when life throws us a curveball, we don't have to accept it. Whatever issue is going on in our lives, we must remember that it's not over until God says it's over. Let's turn to Jeremiah chapter 30, verses 16 through 19, as Bishop Clark begins the message, The Promise of Restoration.
The Old Testament book, out of what we call the Torah. The Torah, the first five books of the Bible written by Moses, most of them by Moses. The Torah, Numbers chapter, the Old Testament pastoral book. The New Testament pastoral books are First and Second Timothy and the book of Titus. The Old Testament picture of pastoral ministry is the book of Numbers. If you ever want to know about the wearisome toil of pastoring, read the book of Numbers. It will give you a picture of what it's like to move a group of people and their resources from one spot to the next successfully. And if you think it's easy, you try it. It's hard to move people from one spot mentally, physically, and emotionally to another spot physically, spiritually, and emotionally with all of the viruses and the attacks of the enemy and the predators that try to pull people away from their source, pull them away from the core, attitudes about this, that, and the other, suggestions about how we should do it and what we're used to. Remember, you came out of Egypt. And you're moving to the promised land. But a lot of people want to bring what they came out of along the journey. They want people to accommodate what they've come out of. They're looking for leaders to do it like they used to do it. But this is how we do it. And you have to learn how to flow with it and keep a good attitude as you shift from one place to the next. So we're going to look at Numbers chapter 21 and verse 4. And the word of the Lord from verse 4 through 9 reads like this. Then they journeyed from Mount Hor by the way of the Red Sea to go around the land of Edom. In other words, God didn't want them to go through this spot called Edom to go around it. And there are some places God don't want you to go through. He wants you to go around it. And the soul of the people became very discouraged on the way. Just like in church or any time in your life, there are moments where you will be discouraged while you're on the way to your promised land. Verse 5, and the people spoke against God and against Moses. Don't be surprised when people get angry, even when they grieve. They will speak against God and they will look at God's man and act like you're reduced to a piece of bread. It's right here in the text and it's going to happen. You have to guard yourself from that. Why have you brought us up? Why have you brought us up out of Egypt? Why have you brought us up out of Egypt to die in the wilderness? The place and what they were going through was so grievous, they turned against God and the set man. But look at the word, for there is no food for us. I don't get a word from the Lord. I'm having problems naturally. There is no water. I don't feel refreshed. I feel dry. And our souls loathes manna. In other words, I'm tired of your preaching. I'm tired of fresh bread that you're providing. I want something different. Give me some Trey song. Give me a little word. Give me something that resembles where I came out of. Look at the word. And our souls loathes this worthless bread. Ah, man, God provides for us all the time. But there are times where we want to kick what God has provided. We act like we've gone through our worst time. I know we got a pandemic here, but many of us haven't had to work as hard during the pandemic. I'm preaching better than you're saying amen. Look at verse 6. So the Lord sent fiery serpents among the people. Sometimes you can have such an attitude. God will allow things that's been in the soil and around you all of the time. You didn't see it because his presence is on you. But there are little eyes in the crevices looking and blinking at you. And when he lifts his presence, you'll see fiery serpents that's already been there all this time coming and start biting your ankles. They were there, but it is God's presence that keep them in the holes. Look at the word, fiery serpents among the people. And they bit the people. And many of the people, what? They actually died. If you're alive today, you ought to give God praise. If the pandemic didn't kill you, and you know of anybody that's in the morgue today or in the ground, you ought to give God praise. I said you ought to give God the glory. It is only by the grace of God that I am that I am. We're still reading. I know it's the text. Therefore, the people came to Moses and said, we have sinned, for we have spoken against the Lord and against you. Pray to the Lord that he take away the serpents from us. So Moses prayed for the people. Father, in the name of Jesus, I thank you for the word. I pray that every person bitten, in the name of Jesus, snake bitten during this time, that you will restore health, vitality, mental strength, and fortitude in Jesus' name. Amen. Verse 8, then the Lord said to Moses, make a fiery serpent and set it on a pole. It shall be that everyone who is bitten, when he looks at it, shall live. So Moses made a bronze serpent and put it on a pole. And so it was, if a serpent had bitten anyone, when he looked at the bronze serpent or the serpent of brass, he lived. Jesus said in John chapter 3 and verse 14, as Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, so must the Son of Man be lifted up and die. If I be lifted up, I will draw all men unto me. Today, we lift up Jesus high. That everyone bitten, hallelujah, during this season. Snakes hanging off of your shoulder, hanging off your back, hanging off your ankles, pumping in venom into your life. I decree restoration for you. Holistically, body, soul, and spirit, in Jesus' name. Clap your hands and give him the glory. So, Father, think through my mind and speak through these lips of clay as an oracle. For where there is no vision, the people cast off restraint. Use me for your glory. Go before this word and prepare us with an ear to hear. With ears to hear, both outer and inner ears. Give us a mind to comprehend. Let strategies come forth in the name of the Lord. Give us a heart to receive. Give us a greater capacity to receive you. Give us that spirit, that receptive spirit to contain the word as we travel through the wilderness. And God, we will give you the glory and the praise for it. In Jesus' name, hallelujah, amen, amen. And it is so, in Jesus' name. There are many intelligent people struggling to believe in God. And so believing in God is not just an intellectual exercise. Actually, I strongly recommend that you get Wednesday night's teaching. It is a preached word on faith. Building a dynamic faith. I usually teach on faith, but I was hoisted and arrested by the Holy Spirit. It was preached with power. I really believe God is trying to push us through a portal right now. He's trying to open one, but push us through a portal as a church to get ready for what he has in store for his people in the next season. You need a message of faith if you're going to be successful in anything that God has. A lot of us are successful as it relates to our job and our ability to amass, and we're comfortable there. Many of us are educated today, and what happens when people are educated, a lot of times they don't need they don't need more of God, or they feel comfortable with their financial portfolio. But God is trying to give us faith, even more faith, for the justified shall live by faith. And it is your faith that will make you well. It is your faith. Actually, it is impossible to please God without faith. For he that comes to God must not come to him in physical form only. You must come to him in spirit and in truth. You worship him that way. He that comes to God must first believe that God is, that God exists, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. Diligently seek him. Well, he's spirit. So we need to make sure that as we seek the Lord, we're seeking him in spirit and in truth. Amen? Spirit to spirit. And that's why we praise God like we did today, but then we also cause our spirits to soar to him and unite with him in a spiritual way so you can get the download from the word. Yes, you hear me preach, but your faith needs to kick in to receive what God has. And some people in the ministry, and even those that are watching, are listening, but you're not tuned in. Your spirit or heart is not involved. And if your heart isn't in it, why won't you tell me so? If your heart isn't in it, you should be gone long ago. Why are we dancing together and your heart ain't in it? And if you're with God, you need to get in a place where you let your heart pump now. That's why Holy Ghost is tying people up with their destiny. And I'm preaching today a message of restoration. The subject of my message today is breaking through to destiny. Breaking through to destiny. And if your heart isn't in it, you'll never break through. You're going to go through tough times on your way to destiny, but you have to have a heart for it to get there. Anybody can quit when there's tough times. Most people do. But when your heart is in it, God will start using that driving force to get to your destiny to push you through. The enemy is going to throw death at you, disappointment, setbacks, issues, but if your heart is in it, you'll start putting one foot before the next as you walk through these problems and these issues, and you go around your Edom. You go around your Edom. You're not going through it. You go around it. It may be the long way around, but if you go around it, follow God's plan for you, go through what you need to go through, stop being discouraged and speaking negatively as you move forth, because when you do that, the wrath of God can kick in and he will let things bite you that you never thought was in the atmosphere. And I don't need to be snake bitten right now. I don't need to hear anybody say anything negative about my faith. I'm a man of faith. If you want to see me step away from you, start speaking doubt to me. I don't believe God with that. What? The just shall live by faith. I will walk away from you midstream because I have to have faith. I've got to believe God. I go through too much hell not to believe God. He pulled us out, glory to God, to carry us in. And we must have faith to enter into the next dimension. What's wrong with you? You got to get your faith together. And this is not just an intellectual exercise. You must activate your faith. Glory, hallelujah. And so when we look at the scripture here out of Numbers chapter 21, the intellect, many intellectual people, intelligent people struggle to believe in God. More we get education, the more we work with computers, we have more confidence in a computer screen or in an email exchange than we do in the word of God. People are using their faith all of the time, especially Amazon. The river of Amazon is going around the world. People are clicking their credit cards. Got a problem with tithing now, but click their credit cards and stuff will come into their house. They believe it should be there in 3 days, but won't pray now, won't believe God. You know, I got to see it before I believe it. And you do it all the time. All the time, but won't exercise that same faith in God. Basil must have read the word. He believed people would send their credit cards out, get what they need before they see it, make sure they click on this and that. If you give them a picture now, if you give them a picture up, they don't have to examine it all the way. Just let me see a picture. Ooh, I can get around from a picture. I'll spend $30, $40, $50 by looking at a picture. They make more money. The man got $170 billion himself. Same age, same time that this church started. You see Amazon started going around the world. One of the biggest companies in the world. I see their trucks all around. And you know what? It is us who makes them rich. And they're using the same principles that I'm teaching right here in the Word of God. But don't have enough strength to give God $20. We must have faith. Can somebody say amen? Amen. I feel my help. Ooh, Jesus. Many intellectual people are struggling. I better get with this to believe in God. But God can pick up the broken pieces. He can pick up broken people and restore them by restoring their purpose and their sense of belonging. If God can restore your purpose, the reason or intent of why you're here, and a sense of belonging or connectedness with Him, horizontal and vertical, your connectedness with God and your connectedness with people right around you, then maybe God can restore the joy of your salvation. When I look at Nehemiah, and his service, his faithfulness to God to restore the ruins. One of the greatest tasks that you can ever have or accomplishments is to take something burned and disconnected and broke down, and God uses you to restore it. But you have to have an image of its former glory. That's why the devil don't want you to remember anything good. He only wants us to focus on the here and the now emotionally. But you can look over your shoulder, honey. Ooh. And you'll see that God has been good to you for a long time. When you didn't deserve it, He was good. Ooh, I'm preaching. And every once in a while, you got to look over your shoulder, honey. Ooh. And say, God is good. Help me say it. God is good. Most people only focus on what they feel now. But He's giving you the ability to recall. To think on those things that are honest, lovely, and of a good report. Yes, it was yesterday or last year, but you can pull from it today, and it will give you energy to let you know if God did it then, He can do it right now. Look at Nehemiah, the statesman, a man of restoration, and how it's a story applies to us today. All are welcome to be restored, and you need to know that God wants every single one of us to be restored to the glory that He has prepared for you while in this earth, not when you leave this earth. He wants you to experience glory today. Everybody should be restored. If you did it, God still wants you to be restored. If you're guilty, He wants you to be restored. If you're the one that was hurt from a situation, He wants you to be restored. None excluded. There's no one under the sound of my voice that the blood of Jesus has not been prepared for to restore you wholeheartedly. God wants your lives transformed. He wants lives to be transformed. Jesus wants you to have a Jesus-centered life. A Jesus-centered life. If you don't call the name of Jesus during the week, you're living beneath your privilege. If you don't call, I'm not talking about me. If you don't say, I love the Lord, I love Jesus. You got to say that. And you should tell somebody that's in your inner circle that you love Jesus. They should know that you're a person of faith. You say, well, Bishop, that's not me. Listen to me. It is you. He wants everyone restored. And so try to practice it. Try it this week to say the name of Jesus. when you're talking, not God, you know, I love the Lord. I want you to say Jesus. Let me tell you something, demons tremble, they get all warped. Demons, that's all, they like shadows in your house and in your stuff, and you don't really see them. You say the name of Jesus, they'll start showing up. But they can't stay there. They've always been there. But that name of Jesus will get them out of there. Shadows in your life, figures, hidden dark figures in your life have to go when that name is preeminent. And if you love the Lord, start speaking the name of Jesus. God wants your life transformed. He wants you to have a Christ or Jesus-centered life. He wants you to receive inspirational messages. Inspirational messages. Start trying to push things that are inspirational. He wants you engaging in worship. This is a part of your restoration. Engaging in worship. One of the things the enemy is doing is trying to plug up and to cap channels and rivers that God has, streams coming out of you into your family and into your community. This is why the devil attacks young people. This is why he attacks you while you're young, because God has given you potential. He doesn't want your potential realized. So what he does is he hits you hard when you're young. And what he does, he's aiming at your ability to step beyond that and then flow the tentacles of your potential to flow into other areas, and you'll pump life there. Glory to God. You'll never realize it if you never forgive or get over the issues. So the devil wants to, he don't have to deal with you no more if he can keep you capped off. But I'm releasing the dam in your life. Ams in your life are being released. Ams in your life are being released. The devil is not going to cap you off anymore and stop you from moving into your destiny. I come against it in the name of Jesus. I'm decreeing and declaring a time of reformation. And when guilt leaves, reformation comes. Can somebody say amen? Today we celebrate, and I decree and declare a warrior spirit over this church and over those in Trim Nation and around the world. You know the warrior spirit. You already had to fight your bear and your lion before you got here, and God brought you through. All I'm doing is accentuating what God has already started. And the next time the devil comes at you, God is going to let you put your foot down. And I decree and declare, you're not going to run or cower. The next time you go through a hard spot, you're going to pick up the pieces. Glory to God. Your sling is already packed. Hallelujah. You have an aim now. And you're going to knock your devil out. Can the church say amen? I decree a warrior spirit in the house of God. Come on, warrior. Come on, Gabor. Come on, woman of valor. God is doing something in your life. Don't hold your head down. This is your season. This is your time. I'm coming at your potential. I'm coming at the river that the devil has blocked up. I decree you are restored. Woo, Jesus. Glory, hallelujah. This church is rising up now. We're coming out of the storm in the name of Jesus to a whole new dimension. Today, I release the warrior spirit. Glory to God. Jeremiah 51:20, you are my battle axe and weapons of war. For with you, I will break the nations in pieces. With you, I will destroy kingdoms. You have the ability to dismantle the kingdoms of darkness. Many of us are struggling, I said in the early service, are struggling with being confrontational in the natural. We can get in an argument and run it down. But what God wants you to do is sit your behind down and let God cover you.
October
October is Pastors Appreciation Month all across the country, and if the teaching of Bishop Merton L. Clark has been a blessing to you, we invite you to join us, Trim Nation, in thanking and appreciating Bishop Clark for all of his hard work and preparation to bring us a quality, accurate, and anointed word every week. You can send him an encouraging email by going to our website, truthrevealed.org, or by sending him a monetary gift by going to the Truth Revealed website, and when you give, indicate it's for the pastor's appreciation. Whether you send him an email or bless him monetarily, any and all acts of kindness will certainly be appreciated. We thank you in advance for joining us during Pastor's Appreciation Month in blessing the founder and bishop of the International Ministries of Truth Revealed and our modern day prophet, Bishop Merton L. Clark. Thanks for joining us for the Word of Truth Revealed. If you were blessed by today's teaching, we would love to hear from you. You can write to us at The Word of Truth Revealed, P.O. Box 60128, Palm Bay, Florida 32906, or you can email us at thewordoftruth@truthrevealed.org. Now, for your physical copy of today's message from the Restore series, The Promise of Restoration, when you write or email us, use reference number 21090511. That's reference number 21090511. Or log on to our website and download the MP3. Help us unveil truth to the nations by becoming a partner with the International Ministries of Truth Revealed. We would like to thank you in advance for your consideration and for generously supporting this ministry. Connect with us, Trim Nation, by downloading the Truth Revealed Church app today. For Android users, go to the Play Store, and for Apple users, go to the App Store. Follow Trim Nation on social media by logging into Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, or visit us on the web at truthrevealed.org. And now, a final thought from Bishop Clark.
The Spirit of the Living God would speak to you today, to the sons of the Most High God. Arise, my sons, arise. Arise, my sons. You see, creation groans, and it has been groaning for a period of time, and that groan has reached the ears of our Father. Creation is calling, it's straining, it's longing for the sons of the Most High God to arise. It's time for the sons of God to be revealed. Holy Ghost is calling forth the ones hidden in back rooms, the ones hidden in shame, in secrecy, and in dark spots. God is calling you into the light. He's calling you to stand tall. Lift up your heads and look fully into the eyes and the face of our God. Enter into His presence. Enter into His gates with thanksgiving and into His courts with praise, and you'll see that He has a compassion for you. He has a love for you, and He's ready to equip you to do what you were designed to do in the world that we live in today. The world needs the sons of God to arise.
Trials of the age, that I will sing.